You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
On this last day of autumn, all the trees are bare except for the evergreens. The ground is covered with autumn's memories. Here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in Miss Honey Pepper's classroom.
Class? Settle down, please. Thank you. Now we have a busy day ahead of us, so let's get to work.
Miss Honey Pepper?
Yes, Steven.
Do we have music today?
We certainly do.
Oh, Miss Honey Pepper?
Yes, Sam.
Can I be the line leader today?
I'm sorry, Sam, but we already have a line leader for today.
Oh.
And that would be, let's see, Diane's our line leader.
Oh, Diane.
Okay. Now let's take out our writing journals.
Okay.
And I want it quiet while we're doing our journaling today.
Draw and I'll spell you a word, big A and a little A and a middle size A. I'll make you a number, 2, 6, and 1, and I'll scramble around so you can see them run. Take my pencil, crayon, and brush, big B and a little B and a new kind of B. I'll spell 10 Kit Kats up in a tree. Squish them around so you can see. Write, 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 and scribble a little scrap. Big C and a little C and a middle size C. Write my mommy and write my dad. Prettiest letter I ever did read. Splash, splish, splash, chicky my chalk. Mama D, Papa D, little baby D. Double one, double two, double X, Y, Z. Red, blue, and yellow, and brown, I'd green. I dibble, I dabble, I doodle, I write. Grandma E, Grandpa E, freckle face E. Everybody climbing a green leaf tree. The funniest people I ever did see. I'll write and I'll draw and I'll spell you a word with a big A and a little A and a middle size A. I'll make you a number, 2, 6, and 1, and I'll scramble them around to make them run.
Thank you.
people I ever did see. Right now, draw, and I'll spell you a word with a big A and a little A and a middle size A. I'll make you a number, a 2, 6, and 1, and I'll scramble them around to make them run. Well, there's a whole lot of letters that never got mentioned, you know. There's Q and there's R, but I'll tell them to you tomorrow. Good night. Good night.
Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Okay, class, let's finish up with our writing and put our journals away.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
journal.
Spelling, please.
J-O-U-R-N-A-L.
Definition, please.
Noun. Daily record of events. A book in which transactions are entered. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are diary, chronicle, log, almanac, daybook, or ledger. Sentence, please.
Jerry the Garbage Man here, making an entry in my journal. I like to write down the events of my day so I can go back later and remember each year and each month of my life. Let's see. This morning I had breakfast with my teacher from first grade, and tonight I'm going to the ballet. Ooh, yeah.
January, the snowflakes bury the first month of the year. February is short but merry, 28 or 9 days here. March roaring in like a lion and leaving us like a lamb. April showers bring May flowers, summer soon to begin.
Harmony!
June by the silvery moon when the sun shines into the night. July's song being hot so long and the bugs seem to dance where they bite. August number 8 on the list, the crickets do cheerfully sing. September, the leaves grow tender with the colors that autumn brings.
Yeehaw!
October after Halloween, it's over. Then November brings turkey time. December, 'tis the season to remember when the holiday bells do chime. 12 months in a year, they passed me by again. 12 months in a year. Well, I'm older than I was then.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
As I was saying, we know that there are 12 months in a year, but does anyone know how many days there are in a year? Oh. Yes, Sam.
1,224.
No, Sam, but good guess. Billy?
365, Miss Honey Pepper.
That's correct, Billy. There are 365 days in a year. Oh. Yes, Stephen.
Is it time for music class yet, Miss Honey Pepper?
Stephen, I'll let you know when it's time for music class.
But I want it to be music class right now.
Stephen, please be patient. We still have work to do before going to music class.
I want a golden goose. Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way,
what?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
Oh, one of those.
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're going to have all those things when you get home.
No, now. I want a ball. I want a party. Pink macaroons and a million balloons and performing baboons and give it to me. Now, I want the world. I want the whole world. I want to lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. I want today. I want tomorrow. I want to wear 'em like braids in my hair, and I don't want to share 'em. I want a party with roomfuls of laughter, 10,000 tons of ice cream. And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream. I want the works, I want the whole works. Presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how, I want it now. Don't care how, I want it now.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Who do you blame when your kid is up? Rat pampered and spoiled like a Siamese. Cat blaming the kids is a lie and a shame. You know exactly who's to blame. The mother and the father. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da, if you're not spoiled, then you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard I Want It Now from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. At the top of the news today, the most demanding person in Zucchini Land, Mr. Immediately, is up in arms over the lack of quality food vendors on the streets of downtown Zucchini Land. Seems he's decided to take matters into his own hands and go into the vending business himself, and is now pestering pedestrians passing by, demanding that they try his quality concessions. Coward Hossel is live on location with the story. Coward?
Coward Hossel here in downtown Zucchini Land, where there's a man who's got something to say to everyone.
Hey, you call that a pretzel? Try this. Here, chew you. Better for you. Made with wheat and herbs and spices. Yeah, you like it, don't you?
It seems like he's trying to upgrade the quality of food that people are eating downtown.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is that orange juice you're drinking?
Oh, yes, it does.
Well, try mine.
He's giving
fresh
it.
Squeeze.
Give me
this
the orange
morning,
juice.
It's better. People got to get the right idea about food around here.
It seems like he's succeeding, I guess, folks.
Hey, coward, what's that you got in your hand?
Well, it's a peanut butter ball for after the interview. Oh.
Bet you're going to like mine better. Here. Catch.
It's
better for you. It's got oatmeal and wheat germ in it. You could eat it for dinner. It's so good.
thank you for the upgrade. Well, there you have it, folks. Live from downtown. Better food. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. Maybe he can upgrade my sandwich. Here. Sorry. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's a sunny and cool last day of fall here in Zucchini Land. Heading into tomorrow's first day of winter in Zucchini Land, it'll be a little bit cloudy. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
And now a commercial message.
Having trouble getting kids to eat the food that's good for them? Well, then...
step on up to the Appetite Table.
The Appetite Table comes in two convenient sizes, family and banquet.
You eat everything on an Appetite Table.
Jimmy, now I want you to eat your broccoli here. I got a plate of broccoli. No. I'm going to put it on the Appetite Table. Here you go. Try it, please.
Step on up to the appetite table.
This is really good, Mom. I love it. It's good.
Jimmy, how about a plate of fried okra and spinach and Brussels sprouts, huh?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
No. I want you to eat it. I'm putting it on the appetite table. Oh, look, there it is. Eat it.
Step on up to the appetite table.
This is really good. I never knew how much I like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I told you.
Hey, Jimmy, how about a plate of leaves?
Sure, I'll eat anything.
The appetite table. Step on up to the appetite table.
Well, you know what my favorite subject is? Lunchtime.
Well, lunchtime isn't really a subject, Jack, but music is, and it's definitely my favorite. I can't wait.
Well, lunchtime might not be a subject, but it's still my favorite part of the school day.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jack. Yeah. These peanut butter sandwiches are great.
They are good.
It's time for a poem.
Peanut Butter Sandwich from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
I'll sing you a poem of a silly young king who played with the world at the end of a string, but he only loved one single thing, and that was just a peanut butter sandwich. His scepter and his royal gowns, his regal throne and golden crowns were all brown and sticky from the mounds and drippings from each peanut butter sandwich. His subjects all were silly fools, for he had passed a royal rule that all that they could learn in school was how to make a peanut butter sandwich. He would not eat his sovereign steak. No, he scorned his soup. Take it away. And his kingly cake. And told his courtly cook to bake an extra sticky peanut butter sandwich. And then, one day, he took a bite. And started chewing with delight. Oh, delight. Yike. But he found that his mouth was stuck quite tight from that last bite of peanut butter sandwich.
Next to lunch, recess is my favorite part of the school day.
Hey, Jack, can I swing on that swing?
Well, I'm kind of using it right now.
I'll be your best friend.
Okay.
I always wanted to be somebody's best friend. I think I wanted that more than anything in the world. And I think everybody in the school knew it, too. Because whenever anybody wanted something from me, all they had to say was, I'll be your best friend. And I always fell for it.
Hey, Lou, can you give me a dime?
I gave you a dime yesterday.
I'll be your best friend.
Okay.
And then there was the time. Hi, Dawn.
I'll trade you this donut for your cupcake.
But yours is half-eaten and there's dirt all over it.
Oh, come on, just brush the dirt off.
No, that's gross.
I'll be your best friend.
Sure. Wait, it gets worse.
That's a cool baseball mitt. Is it yours?
Yep.
I'll give you a quarter for it.
This isn't a quarter.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's a crumpled up piece of foil.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
No.
I'll be your best friend.
Okay. Yep, I'd fall for it every time, even if they weren't that nice to me, and even though they probably didn't want to be my best friend in the first place. I think that week alone I became best friends with the entire fifth grade. Well, I'm not going to take it anymore. Huh. I'm going to stand up for myself. I mean, a best friend's got to be a best friend all the time, right? No more falling for that stupid line, because I've had it. Yeah, that's right, I've had it. The next kid that wants to be my best friend is going to be my best friend because they want to be.
Hey, Lou, can I have your bike?
No way!
I'll be your best friend.
Take it. Someday I'll learn.
That was a little ditty from Lou Del Bianco.
Okay, class, let's settle down. Let's get back to our seats. Recess is over. Not out on the playground anymore. Hey, shush. Thank you. Now we have a few minutes before music. Does anyone have anything he or she would like to share with us?
Yes,
Susan.
Miss Honey Pepper, I have a quote.
The quote of the day is...
A handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. Danish proverb.
Hey, Jack. What? I've been reading about the pianist and composer Ludwig von Beethoven.
Be quiet.
Remember we listened to one of his symphonies last time in music class? You know, da-da-da-da. Did you know he still composed symphonies even after he lost his hearing? I can't wait to get to music class. I'm going to tell our music teacher what I learned.
Be patient, Steve. Come on. You're going to get us in trouble. Miss Honeypepper told us to quiet down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, children. It's time for music class. Let's get ready to go.
All right. Music class. Da, 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 da. Maybe we'll listen to more Beethoven.
All right, then. It's time to line up for music. And the lights are off, which means we all need to be quiet.
Hey, Susan. You play piano?
Well, yeah.
Do you like Beethoven's Pathetic Piano Sonata?
Shh. Steve, we're supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, and you know Billy Joel recorded a song that sounds exactly like the second movement of that sonata. Beethoven wrote it when he was 28, only 4 years before he learned he was going deaf.
Steven?
Oh, it's the voice.
Oh, no.
Steven, you're talking when you're supposed to be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Right, Steven, I think you heard me tell the class that when the lights are off, we need to be quiet.
Steven, I think you're just a little bit too excited today.
I was looking forward to music class. Sorry, Miss Honeypepper, I didn't mean to talk when we're supposed to be quiet.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Instead of going to the penalty box, maybe you just need to go to the end of the line.
Okay. Sorry for the trouble.
That's okay.
Thank you, voice.
You're welcome.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Wow, Steve, that was close.
Yeah, you almost got in a lot of trouble.
Well, I learned my lesson.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Sam speaking.
Hello, Sam Zucchini. This is Officer O'Reilly.
Oh, hi, Officer O'Reilly. Steve almost got in a lot of trouble today.
Really?
Yep, he was being impatient and talking when Miss Honeypepper asked us to be quiet.
Well, kids do those sorts of things sometimes.
I guess so.
The important thing is to learn from our mistakes and to always be on our best behavior.
Did you ever get in trouble when you were a kid, Officer O'Reilly?
I sure did. It's part of growing up. Now, I think that a song from Buffalo Springfield would be appropriate in this situation.
Got one right here.
I am a child. I last a while. You can't conceive of the pleasure in my smile. You hold my hair. It's lots of fun to have you there. I gave to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what you've learned. The sky is blue and so is the sea. You pick me up and you lay me down again. You make the rules, you say what's fair. It's lots of fun to have you there. I gave to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what you've learned.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KART Tweens Internet Radio.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled ZucchiniBrothers. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1305.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I still like Beethoven.
I know you do. Just don't yell at me.
I won't.
Officer Riley's in the back. I know.
Note. Most baby birds are adorable little floops, but not all of them. Baby estrel-did finches look downright creepy. About 140 species of estrel-did finches, including waxbills, parrot finches, and fire finches, are spread across Africa, Asia, and Australia. Newborn finches beg their parents for food, mouths wide open,